Our text today, there's actually two texts. The first one is Isaiah 5, 1 through 7. And then we're going to go to Psalms 87 through 15. Isaiah 5, 1 through 7. I will sing for the one I love a song about his vineyard. My loved one had a vineyard on a fertile hillside. He dug it up and cleared it of stones and planted it with the choicest vines. He built a watchtower in it and cut out a wine press as well. Then he looked for a crop of good grapes, but it yielded only bad fruit. Now you dwellers in Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done for my vineyard than I have done? When I looked for good grapes, why did it yield only bad? Now I will tell you what I'm going to do in my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it will be destroyed. I will break down its wall, and it will be trampled. I will make a wasteland, neither pruned nor cultivated, and briars and thorns will grow there. I will command the clouds not to rain on it. The vineyard of the Lord Almighty is the nation of Israel, and the people of Judah are the vines he delighted in. And he looked for justice, but saw bloodshed, for righteousness, but heard cries of distress. Now down to Psalm 87 through 15. Restore us, God Almighty. Make your face shine upon us, that we may be saved. You transplanted a vine from Egypt. You drove out the nation and planted it. You cleared the ground for it, and it took root and filled the branches. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. Its branches reached as far as the sea. Its shoots as far as the river. Why have you broken down its walls so that all who pass by pick its grapes? Boars from the forest ravage it, and insects from the fields feed on it. Return to us, God Almighty. Look down from heaven and see. Watch over this vine, the root your right hand has planted, the sun you have raised up for yourself. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now Isaiah begins with what sounds like a love song. I will sing for the one I love a song about his vineyard. But then the tone shifts. The beloved, the vineyard owner, did everything right. He cleared the ground, he planted choice vines, he built a watchtower, he even dug a wine press. But when the time came for fruit, there were only wild, sour grapes. Isaiah explains that the vineyard is God's people. God had rescued Israel from slavery, brought them into a good land, given them his law and his presence. He expected justice, righteousness, love for a neighbor, but he found bloodshed and cries of distress. And Psalms 80 picks up that same picture. God had transplanted a vine from Egypt. He planted it and it flourished, until its walls broke down and the enemies trampled it. The psalmist cries, "Return to us, God Almighty. Look down from heaven and see. Watch over this vine." This image of a vineyard presents a question that we can't ignore. What kind of fruit are we bearing? Israel's mission was to show the nations what life under God's rule looked like. Their courts were supposed to protect the vulnerable. Their worship was meant to center on God alone. Their community was to taste sweet like good grapes. But it had soured. This isn't just their story, it's ours too. God has entrusted us with a mission. Jesus said in John 15, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, you will bear much fruit." Our mission is not optional. It is who we are. So when God looks at our lives, our churches, our communities, what does he see? Fruit shaped by the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control? Or does he see wild fruit? Division, selfishness, indifference. Sometimes the fruit looks impressive on the outside. Attendance, programs, budgets. But it tastes sour when tested against love, mercy, and justice. World Communion Sunday reminds us that God's vineyard is huge. Today, believers gather at tables in cities and villages and cathedrals and storefronts from Mississippi to Mexico, from Nigeria to Norway. The branches of Christ's vine stretch across the globe. You know, it's easy to shrink God's mission down to our little corner. But today we remember that the fruit of God, the fruit that God seeks is not just in me or in you, it's in the whole body of Christ. Around the world, Christians are praying, singing, and receiving bread and cup with us. Today we are entrusted with God's mission to bear fruit for his kingdom. But we have to realize there's another layer here. Isaiah's vineyard failed. Jesus picked up the same image in a parable. Tenants who killed the servants, even the owner's son. That parable points straight to the cross. The mission God entrusts to us comes at a great cost. The bread we break is his body given for us. The cup we share is his blood poured out for forgiveness. God's trust in us cost Jesus everything. Communion reminds us that this mission isn't casual. It was purchased at the highest price. So the question remains, are we bearing fruit? Not just good intentions or busy activity, but the fruit that looks like Jesus, fruit that forgives when it would be easier to hold a grudge, fruit that is generous when the world says, save it for yourself. Fruit that pursues justice when silence feels safer. Fruit that offers mercy when judgment comes more naturally. Y'all, we can't produce this on our own. Branches don't bear fruit apart from the vine. Our role is to abide in Christ, to remain connected, to let His Spirit flow through us. And that's what makes communion powerful. Every time we come to the table, we reconnect with the source. We bring our barrenness, our failures, our wild fruit, and we receive his nourishment, his pruning, his life. Psalms 80 captures this longing. Restore us, Lord God Almighty, make your face shine on us that we may be saved. That's our prayer at the table. Restore us. Lord, shine on us. Save us. This Sunday, I hope you will attend a church and receive communion. That you'll stretch your hands out for the bread and the cup. It looks small, just a bite, just a sip. But what we receive is Christ himself, his life in us, his Spirit at work, his mission renewed. And it's not just personal restoration, it's global, it's all over the world. The church is lifting the same bread and cup with the same prayer. Restore us. Make us faithful again. We are all branches of the same vine. As you go to the table, bring your barrenness. Bring the places where you know the fruit is wild or thin. Lay them before the gardener who will not give up on his vineyard. And then as you rise, go back into the vineyard of the world with a new resolve to bear fruit worthy of the one who gave his life for you. God entrusts us with a mission, but he also empowers us for it. He gives us his spirit. He joins us to his son. He surrounds us with a global family. And he promises, if you remain in him, you will bear much fruit. Fruit that will last. Bow your heads with me, please. Oh, Heavenly Father, you have planted a vineyard by using us. Father, help us produce good fruit. Help us remain filled with the Spirit, where we can then take that Spirit out to others. Ah, Father, bless your global body. Bless our church body. Guide us, shape us, grow us. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.